Good evening. You are listening to The Queen's English, a comedy podcast. A writing, direction, voices, and Mrs. Bun the Baker's Wife by David Underwood. It is the 26th of September, 2006. We are not amused.
Hello, welcome once again to the Queen's English, my comedy podcast. My name is David Underwood, I'll be your host for this evening. First off, sorry the show is 2 days late, but that's the way it goes, I'm afraid. Deal with it. it's not as if you can do anything. Just sit back and take it. Anyway, short show this week. Only a couple of sketches, but next week my schedule's changing, so hopefully I'll have more time on the weekend to actually sit down and do a show. So it won't be late and it won't be short, is the general idea. Okay, I'm going to come back after these short messages to say hello to you again. Please enjoy.
Here at 4Play Computers, we've been selling tailor-made PCs for years. Whilst other companies offer systems specifically for gaming, office work or home theatre, we have a rather different philosophy. We believe that a desktop computer should be optimised for a single purpose. Porn. That's right, gentlemen, porn. Your favourite pastime that your wife doesn't know about. Here's the lowdown. Each and every system is specifically stain-proof to prevent accidents, and comes equipped with a 20-inch widescreen monitor because we know you guys out there like your butts large. A top-of-the-range gigabit neckware port would get your smut straight to your screen at blisteringly high speeds. Not one, but two 500GB hard drives ensure that you can maintain your erection indefinitely, even while offline. If your equipment is giving you trouble, our busty tech staff are on hand 24 hours a day in our call center to grasp the situation in both hands. The package includes a free personalized email address that comes pre-subscribed to all major mailing lists and allows you to filter incoming mail for your particular kink. Whilst browsing through the seedy underbelly of the internet, security is paramount. Our tireless researchers have been hard at work trawling through the countless websites, rating each and every one on several criteria. For quick reference, our website contains a top 10 listing with each site being measured on the Kleenex scale. For those awkward moments when your wife, girlfriend, or mother walks in on you, a quick push of a button hides all your disgusting images and replaces them with the latest golfing news. Never get caught practicing your swing again. A little more about software. Our systems come installed with our very own operating system, which recently won the coveted Playboy Award for Best Single-Handed Interface. For example, voice commands such as more, oh yes, and can be used to browse the image galleries while your hands are otherwise occupied. That's not all. For a limited time only, each system comes with a selection of stimulating peripherals absolutely free. So close your browser, pick up the phone, and give us a call.
Okay, that's good. I think we got it that time. Oh, thank God. Oh, I feel really dirty after that. I'm going home, burning my clothes, and taking a shower in bleach. See you tomorrow.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to the Real American Diner. My name is Kyle, and I'll be your homophobic Republican server tonight. Yes, a table for one, please. Alrighty, this way, please, through the metal detector. Now, have you ever been a member of the Communist Party of Russia, the Nazi government of Germany, or a member of any Islamic terrorist organization? No, certainly not. Well, that's okay then. In that case, we can take you straight to a table.
What was the other option?
Well, if you'd answered yes to any of those questions, then we would have been forced to send you down the road to the Guantanamo Bar.
I see.
Okie dokie, sir. Here's your table. Can I get you a drink before you order? I highly recommend the Democracy Cocktail.
And how much is that?
Oh, it's complimentary, sir. And mandatory if you wish to order any food.
Oh, I suppose I better have one then.
Right you are, sir. Here's your menu. I'll be right back to take your order. Here we go, sir. One Democracy Cocktail with an American Trade Agreement floater.
But I didn't order a floater.
It comes with a cocktail, sir. Now, are you ready to order?
Yes, I am. What's the soup of the day, please?
The soup of the day is weapons of mass destruction.
Well, that sounds convincing.
I'll have that to start, followed, I think, by the patriotic platter. Would you like that with a side of freedom fries, onion rings, or right-wing Christianity?
The French fries, please.
Ahem.
Is there a problem?
They're called freedom fries, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
I should hope so, too. Right, will that be all?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, then. Your food will be along shortly. Here you go, sir. Your food. First off, it's the failed invasion soup, followed by
Wait a minute.
Yes?
That's not what I ordered.
What?
The soup.
Ah, yes. The WMD soup. There was a bit of a mix-up there, I'm afraid. You see, we can't find any.
But you said that just...
Yes, I know. I could have sworn there was some in there earlier, but when I went back just now, Chef said he hadn't got any. It's all right, though. The invasion soup can still be made without the weapons of mass destruction. We were sure you wouldn't mind, Chef and I. Anyway, here's your patriotic platter.
I don't think I want the patriotic platter anymore. In fact, the whole idea leaves a bitter taste in my mouth.
Oh, that's just the soup, sir. Don't worry. A big dollop of 9/11 ice cream will sort that right out.
No, I don't think so. In fact, you can take your patriotism and shove it up your ass. I'm going to eat at the Democratic Diner instead.
Well, if that's the way you feel, it is a free country.
Goodbye.
So there you have it. That was the show for today, the 26th of September, a Tuesday. Next week's show, well, the end of this week's show, really, because it's this, not 7th. The Sunday's show will be on Sunday. As I said before, I've got my schedule, changed my schedule. I'm now rehearsing again with the CIA, Carlton Improv Association. We've just attained official club status with the university, which is good because it means we get money to go and do things like buy donuts, I assume. And more worthwhile things too, I suppose, like buying more donuts. But yeah, so that's good, which means that I'm now rehearsing with them Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon, which means I've got the day off work Saturday, so I can do that. So that means the rest of Saturday will be devoted to putting a show together for the Sunday after. So, that was it. Oh, I got a comment from a fellow podcaster on my previous episode. Flip reverse it from Jake from Just Not Right. Just Not Right Podcast. His address is notrightpodcast.com. He left me a comment saying that he found my podcast through TechDiff, and he was very glad he did. It was top notch. So thanks, Jake. I hope you keep listening. And thanks to Chris from TechDiff for or Chris, whatever your name is, thanks again for keeping plugging my show. It's very good. And TechDiff can be found at techdiff.com. TechDiff.com. I can be found at the new WordPress site, queensenglish.wordpress.com. So if you fancy leaving a comment on there, please do. Or send me an email at thequeensenglish@gmail.com. That works too. I appreciate any and all comments that I receive. Especially from you, Brian, because I don't get very many, let's face it, so anything I do get is very good. Thanks for listening. I will be back next week, as I said, with a bigger show, on time and everything. Really, no, you can believe me this time, I'm telling the truth. Okay, I'll leave you all. Good night.